We are continuing today, Meretz Hashem, in Perek Yud Aleph, the 11th chapter of Mesilas Yesharim, titled B'Pratei Midas HaNekiyus, focusing again on the details of the Midah of Nekiyus, which we translate as spiritual cleanliness, which the Ramchal explains as really being able to dig into oneself and being to really look into oneself, to introspect into oneself, and to identify the negative traits which may be dormant internally. So the Ramchal explains that there are certain averas that are so difficult because they're so prevalent. And because they're so prevalent, we often transgress without even realizing that we're transgressing. The Ramchal gave two examples of this. He's focusing on the first one, which is the issue of theft. And with that, we continue. Kvar pachu asapolim ha'osim etzal balabais in berchas ha'motzi, or berchas ha'chronos berchas ha'mozon, vafil b'kriyash malochivom libatam imlachton, ela b'parsha rishona bilvad. Kavachomer b'menoshal kavachomer l'divei harashos. He gives an example. The Ramchal is giving examples how we transgress the issue of or the prohibition of theft without even realizing that we've transgressed. He gives an example here. Let's say someone is employed by someone else. So the worker, the employee, the halacha is that the employee is pater from all brachos. Interesting halacha. Again, how this plays out contemporarily is a little bit different, but L'maisa the Ramchal is explaining that technically speaking, the worker is exempt from all brachas. The only exception is the first pasuk of Shema, Kabbalas Omachu Shema, and that the person should recite the first pasuk of Shema. What's the point of this? The point of this is that if you're working for someone, you're on their clock, right? You're on the clock. Your time is theirs, and therefore Chazal even felt, even for spiritual matters, one should not be utilizing the time of their employer to take care of their own spiritual matters. So the Ramchal explains, if this is true with matters of spirituality, Allah has kama v'kama, all the more so when it comes to mundane matters, that one is not permitted to go ahead and take time from their work day, away from their work, in order to attend to their own matters, be it spiritual or mundane. V'im ha'avar harezik azlam. And if one does so, in other words, one takes time from their employment to take care of their own matters, either mundane or spiritual, ultimately, this is an act of theft.
The Gemara tells Rabbi Abichilkia. Abichilkia was the son of Choni HaMa'agel, that the Gemara talks about that he was a day laborer, and even when great Rabbanim came to approach him, he wouldn't even greet them during his work day, so as not to take away time from his employers, not to take away time from his job. So again, Yaakov Avinu writes when talking about again his employment in Lavan, how much time he gave to Lavan. Now Yaakov went above and beyond, but the Ramchal is using this as a model that when one is employed by someone else, how much care and concern they have to take not to abuse the time that they are on the clock. He goes on, Mayanu Eifa Uskim Bahana Osam Bishas Malacha, Obetel Menu, O Kiyasku Bechatzim Ishlevitzo. So what should we say? In other words, the Ramchal says, you see from here, Yaakov Avinu going out of his way, Abachilke, not even greeting, Chazal telling you that you're pater from brachas, or again, not being able to perform your own spiritual needs while on the job. So again, the Ramchal says, sometimes this becomes quite an indictment for those of us who find ourselves in the employ of others, and yet take liberties during our time of employment. So it calls like this, if one works for someone else, literally they're hired by someone else to perform some task, when literally again you're employed by someone else, the employer owns your time. They own your time. And if the employer owns my time, then anything that I take from the employer to use for my own purposes is a form of theft. And the problem is, if you steal from someone, that act of theft is not forgiven unless, of course, the actual party who you stole from forgives. The idea is that this avera remains outstanding. Furthermore, if you use the time that you're employed by someone to do a mitzvah, not only is it not considered a mitzvah, but chas v'shalom, it could be considered an aveira. She'en aveira mitzvah. Ukrak siv sone gezel ba'ola. Ukein yadzam rizukon levracha. Harei she'gozel sa'achitim utchon avala shavafa. Fifth v'shemenu chalem avarech. Ein zem avarech ala menayit tichsiv. Ubotzea berach ni eitz Hashem. Gives an example of this. Let's say I steal wheat. I grind it up. I turn it into flour, I bake bread, and I give challah, I give a portion to the Kohen. So I've done a mitzvah of giving challah. So the Gemara says, that's not a mitzvah. In fact, again, it's the antithesis of a mitzvah chalish baruch. The Rosh Hashem doesn't want a mitzvah like that. We actually call that a mitzvah haba ba'avera. A mitzvah that ultimately comes about because of the commission of a sin. And we know that a mitzvah haba ba'avera is a mitzvah that comes about through the commission of a sin. It's not a mitzvah. David HaMelech calls this in Tehillim, Botzea Beirach Ne'etz Hashem, that ultimately, again, the one who goes ahead and makes a bracha, Botzea Beirach, the one who goes ahead and makes a bracha through the commission of an Aveira, Ne'etz Hashem, has blasphemed God. Va'al kiyote bazer ne'emar, oyla lozeh shenaseh sanigoro kategoro. Woe to this one, whose defender has become his prosecutor. In other words, a mitzvah is normally a defender, right? A mitzvah, when a person performs a mitzvah, that's a schus for them. But if my mitzvah ultimately is performed through the commission of an aveira, then the defender becomes a prosecutor. He goes on, he says, "Kari gazel chayfetz gazel. The gazel's man gazel. Ma gozel sa chayfetz va'oseba mitzvah sanigore kategoro." So remember again, what's the idea over here? So the Ramchal says, same idea by a lulav. If a person steals a lulav and performs a mitzvah, the Gemara tells us that's not a mitzvah. Such a mitzvah is not recognized in the eyes of halacha. So Ramchal says you begin to see a pattern. If you steal an object and you do a mitzvah with it, ultimately again, it's not a mitzvah. You go ahead and you steal, right? Gezel zman is also called gezel. Stealing time is also called theft. So if stealing an object and doing a mitzvah with it is not considered to be a mitzvah, af gozel es hazman va'oseh ba'mitzvah, na'aseh sanigora kategoro. The same idea applies over here as well, which is if a person steals time, going back to the example of the employer, person steals time from his employer to do a mitzvah, such a mitzvah ultimately, again, is not considered to be halachically relevant or significant. So again, the Ramchal highlighting this idea, remember, just to understand, what he's focusing on over here is to show how there are certain things that we transgress so freely without even realizing that we are transgressing. Theft is one of those examples where, again, a person could be on the job and it take a few minutes to say a bracha, it take a few minutes to learn a Mishnah. Seems so beautiful. It's not, because your time ultimately, again, is owned by someone else. Now, of course, the bigger picture in all of this is where the midah of nikios comes in. Because sometimes the midah of nikios is identifying those things that I'm doing that I don't even realize are problematic. And first of all, identifying that they're problematic and then going in and finding a way to root them out. So we'll stop over here for today. We're not finished. We're still going to spend a little bit more time in Gezel, but we'll stop here for today. Wishing everyone a wonderful day in Shkoyach.